This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Where are we?
We got to...
All right, well, Aaron's not in the room. Who's going to sing the high part?
You know my best.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Tia?
Yes.
I don't know how to do this. I'm just grabbed, like, there's all these stories sitting here, so I just pick.
I just pick
something that's newsy.
Something.
But then
that you
who gets to say nope if they don't like my story?
I guess I will, but I feel like the dynamic is not. Whatever you want, boss.
I triple dog dare you to say no to whatever I'm saying. You go first.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
Yes.
We are never, ever getting back together. Said not Travis Kelce, because he is not retiring. He is, in fact, signing again with the Kansas City Chiefs. He will not retire after 12 years in the NFL. A lot of people thought he was going to, and he was going to live happily ever after with Taylor. He might still do that, but he's going to play at least another year.
I don't want to get down in the weeds on sports talk, mm-hmm. but I do a little bit. If I were marrying a sports dude or a sports girl, there's something about, I know you sports people are superstitious, right?
Yes, very much so.
I don't think I'd play my 13th season. There's a vibe to it. Like, you go out there and Aaron Rodgers and just tear your Achilles in half 20 seconds into game one. You're going to be kicking yourself for the rest of your life. You're never, ever, ever going to walk the same. I know 13 doesn't actually mean anything. And if you stay in a hotel and the floors are 12 and 14 and you're staying on 14, you're actually on the 13th floor, but at least they don't name it that.
Right. If you're playing, I agree. And football is one of those sports. If you get to the point where people are going, you're thinking about hanging it up?
To me, that
means kind of maybe I should hang it up.
He was not very good this year. But he was distracted. He's got a super hot girlfriend.
I know. So is he just going to be the same next season too?
He doesn't need the money. That podcast is huge.
I know.
He's going to marry the most rich human.
Plus, it seems like he's living pretty frugally in Kansas City. You always see stories about his house, isn't really that nice.
Is it really not?
At least compared to Taylor's house. Very wealthy, but just the housing market and everything. It's like, he's got just a reasonable
life. Well, it's in Kansas City. It's a crap hole.
Yeah.
13,
another year there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What do we call them? Our top scientists, our research team?
The Slacker Show research team.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Our research team has come up with a story that is, if you're sitting there right now wallowing in your own filth, it's okay. If you're wearing your underwear for the second day in a row, according to a MD named Scott Casteller, there's no medical issues with wearing the same pair of underpants 2 days in a row.
Oh, great news.
Hack and I are going to strip down here. As long as there's no visual evidence, he says as long as those undies are clean to the eye.
That's all right.
In fact, he takes it so far as to say from a health standpoint, you could go several days without putting on a fresh pair of underwear.
Visual evidence. That is something I would say, when you're younger for sure and in high school and stuff and your mom's doing your laundry and she's like, you see her spray in the underwear with the like the stain stick every time, and you're like, eh, whatever. But then, you reach a point.
Oh my God, I never saw my mom. You left. Like, are you saying that you left?
Yeah, I would say like here and there. I don't know. Maybe she was just overly, you know, spraying.
You know, if you miss even a moment of the Slacker Show, you miss some sort of confession from somebody.
I just gotta shut up. I don't know what I'm.
This just in. T-Hack, we're changing your name to Skidmark.
Okay. No, but then you start dating, and then now I'm married, and now my wife will do the laundry, and I would never put her through that. I would.
So if there's a skid mark, what do you do? You toss it?
I toss it, yeah, or just keep it on
for another couple
days.
I don't know how long I'm supposed to have on these news stories, but it says if you have any skin scratches, sores, or rashes, go ahead and get a new pair of underwear.
Yeah, we're good. This was one with the Slacker Show research team. We just checked their underwear.
Yeah, we just all...
It was an easy
test.
All
right, I'm going to let that story go. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It was on today.
It was on today. I don't think that's
it was today,
say.
February 28th of 1996. Let me take you back.
Hold on. I love things like this.
Okay.
1996.
Mm-hmm.
February 28th, 1996. That was the day... I have nothing.
So 29 years ago, I believe. It was the day that Britain's Princess Diana agreed to a divorce from Prince Charles that ended their marriage that began in 1991. She said it was the saddest day of her life. And as somebody who was pretty young around that time, I don't really get why. I mean, not only was Princess Diana just beautiful, but
she's
she seemed
so
kind.
Yes.
Magnanimous. Is that the right word to use? Yes. She's just so like, how could you not be with this person?
This is weird, but as long as we've talked about the things going on in your underpants,
okay.
She was one of my early childhood fantasies.
Really?
She was just so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and you just thought you could never... So, I mean, I come from a family of not... Just the striking eyes, and like, not that my family's ugly, but like, we're just not that level of pretty. Her bone mm-hmm. structure
yes.
and everything about her, it was just like, she was like this unattainable beauty thing in a time where I was feeling my oats.
Sure.
So I spent some time.
Well, she was available as of today. On the market.
Okay.
In 96.
Trying to think of how old I was in 96 and what I could have possibly... Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
This is an amazing story that I want to talk about. There is a new documentary streaming on Apple TV Plus about Jim Morrison. Now, I don't know if you're a Doors fan.
Mm-hmm.
They were before my time, obviously, but I loved the Doors movie that Oliver Stone did with Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison. He did an incredible job of being like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, as a even like they're way before my time, I can't even tell that that's not like that. That's Val Kilmer. Like
he
the picture,
did
he
such a good job in that
so
movie.
Light.
He's not Iceman. He's not the weird science guy or real genius guy. He's any of the characters he played, the dude in The Saint. He is just, he's so good in that movie. Anyway, apparently when Jim Morrison died at 27, which that's a huge thing with rock stars, they die at 27, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin.
Amy Winehouse, I believe.
I think so.
And then
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yes.
Yes.
Was all 20. And I think, who is the sex symbol actor guy who kind of looks like James Franco? James Dean.
James
I think he was
Dean,
27
another
too.
27 club. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. In 1971, when he died at 27 years old, no autopsy was done. And there was a ton of confusion around his death, including his girlfriend said she didn't think he was dead. And then later kind of came out and changed her story. Here's why this is important. In this Apple TV documentary, they follow a man who is like a maintenance worker in like Jersey or somewhere in Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
And when they showed this man's picture to all of his exes, it's a gray-haired man with a long beard. And if you see this picture and look at this man's eyes and his nose, it is Jim Morrison.
Whoa. I have goosebumps.
Dude, he faked his death. He never wanted to be the front man of a band. He hated being in the, like, he didn't want, he would like look around. He'd look at his drummer. He wasn't like out there going like, yeah. He hated it. He faked his death. Jim Morrison.
Wow.
Alive and well.
Whoa, wow.
There you go.
Let's get the research team on
and
this.
And here comes Aaron back just a little too late.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.